This is your main man, RJ, from the Ringside Rant, heard only on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. So go over and subscribe across all your major platforms, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher, to hear every great interview I have every Monday on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Go over and follow the show's page on Twitter at @_RingsideRant. Follow the network's page at BizWrestleNet. And, as always, embrace the vision.
Hello, friends. This is Spencer Love, your host of Over the Top Rope on the Wind Column Sports Network. Don't forget you can head to windcolumnsports.ca for all of your previews, reviews, and breaking news from the world of wrestling, be it your major promotions or from the great province of Alberta, Canada.
If you like podcasts and you are listening to our Backbreaker Media, then you should listen to me, Chris Parrish.
And myself, Manoyan.
And the Sounds of Struggle. Because we are literally the most entertaining duo you'll ever come across in Western Canadian wrestling, baby.
We talk about things like wrestling.
And other sports we like.
Like wrestling.
But we won't talk about other sports that we don't like. Because it's not that kind of podcast.
Like wrestling.
I mean, we like hockey.
And wrestling.
And we like football.
And wrestling.
And we also like to drink beer.
While wrestling.
Well, not while wrestling, but while watching wrestling.
Yes.
Yeah. If you want to get into a conversation with Maniac and Chris Parrish, then you need to tune into the Sounds of Struggle live on Backbreaker Media.
Every Thursday.
That's when we hope to draw, but sometimes Mike Malawaini doesn't do his job right.
Or we're too drunk to forget.
Yeah, that happens too.
Yeah.
He can bleep out the swear word, because we weren't supposed to do that.
Oh, but I'll try not to swear. Ah, I can't do it.
Yeah. Let's face it. The two of us, we're real.
And spectacular.
And we're a little bit of all right.
Yeah.
We're also struggle-licious.
That we are.
That was kind of a cute, supposed to be a struggle-licious.
Oh, sorry, I'm trying.
If you don't want to listen to us, then no. You're stupid because we're entertaining. And if you want to listen to us, then come listen to us on Backbreaker Media.
Yeah,
later,
reset.
Later, bitches.
All right, folks, welcome to the St. Albert Community Hall in Quick Calls.
It's not Fat Albert this time.
No, we'll give it to St. Albert. We'll show a little respect once in a while, not too often.
Yeah.
But this is the CWE Strutting and Cutting Tour, St. Albert stop. And, of course, we have the ring announcer for CWE in Edmonton, Andre C.
CWE in St. Albert. Yeah, that is me, Andre C. Happy to be here, my friend.
And we have a new guest to the show, and as tradition here, we let them introduce themselves, because, frankly, when it comes to names, I'm horrible at them sometimes.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, my name is Alberta Referee Ben, and I referee for a couple different promotions around the province here.
Always good to have another ref on the pod, you know. It's all.
But well, we didn't never ref on the show.
good old Ian Smalls. anyway, this
he
was.
He did a good job. He did do a good job this evening. I got to give him credit. That's a lot of matches to do.
Yeah, that's a tough night.
Six matches. Yeah, it was.
Well, five and a half.
No, six and a half.
Five and a half.
Five and a half. Okay, fine. Before we get on to the specific matches, your thoughts on the card here tonight?
I thought this was a really fun card overall. Like, I always find the St. Albert shows, it's a lot of stuff with there's always some guys we know, and then a bunch of guys like that it's a treat for everybody to see, and it's always a really fun show.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. I know a couple of the familiar guys from the Edmonton area. So seeing some of the new guys who seem to, I don't actually know any of their names off by heart. I didn't catch them, but the new guys that I'm seeing around, they were really quite athletic and really quite talented. I was really happy to see what they did.
Absolutely. normally I'm the guy that actually starts up all these matches here, but since, you know, we have a ring announcer here, maybe it would be somewhat useful for him to do the job here. So go ahead, kind sir.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, your first match of the evening is a singles contest scheduled for one fall.
All right, get past the semantics.
Okay. It is Naomi Yoshimura taking on the Canadian Hercules Tyler Colton.
Now, we could talk about this match, but there ain't much to talk about in this match because it only lasted about 4 minutes here.
But it was a very good 4 minutes.
Yeah. Totally. Two strong guys coming out. This new guy, I didn't catch his name.
Naomi Yoshimura.
Yoshimura. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. Sorry. But I found that these two guys were big and they were strong and they were working both a very positive crowd reaction powerhouse style, which was really quite impressive.
I was looking forward to this big bull contest here, but unfortunately, Mr. Thaddeus Archer III, once again, with his prototypes, Jacob Creed and Big Jess Youngblood, come out demanding to be part of this card. Tyler Colton comes around and says, no, we're in the middle of a match.
Big Jess was supposed to be on this show. His opponent never showed up. And Jacob Creed just wasn't booked. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's actually pretty nuts in that case. But still, Tyler Colton said, absolutely not. No, I'm not going to have a match. All of a sudden, you had Creed and Youngblood go to the back. It looks like the match is going to resume. And then they race back out and sabotage the two guys in the match.
Exactly.
Basically creating a no contest.
Yes, and then you have Andre come into the ring here to explain that this is now going to be a tag team match between the two guys.
Yeah, they said they wanted it, so referee Ian Small said, yeah, what the hell, why not? And we ended up with a, I'm going to say, a fantastic tag team match here.
Yes, absolutely.
Big Jess Youngblood, Jacob Creed, two of our favorites here in CWE and in Alberta, period. Andre, your thoughts on the tag match?
Oh, I loved it. Big Jess, like, the best parts, it was Big Jess getting chopped by Yoshimura.
Just, yes!
Like,
oh,
this,
man!
Like, he did one chop with Tyler Colton in their singles match, but he didn't even hit it close to his heart as he cracked Big Jess. This is some inside wrestling. I was in the locker room, and you look at Big Jess's chest, it looks brutal.
Yeah, you could see him walking away, leaving the match, just holding his chest. Impressive chops, man.
Simply put, if you guys want to know how those chops sounded, take a belt, put it in half, and just smack it back and forth. Smack it in your hands for about 5-10 of snap, 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 snap. And he's machine gunning them out, and I'm just like, ah!
No, that was a very impressive match. The one thing I do got to give credit to is how funny some of these guys are, like Big Jess, man. Like, incredible talent. Just killer. I've seen him work a couple times now. So funny, but also just like so honest in the ring, and it was really nice to see that.
And in the end, unfortunately, Yoshimura got hit with a spear by Big Jess.
Yeah,
two spears, mm-hmm. And that knocked him out, giving the 1-2-3 to the team of Creed and Creed and Youngblood.
Yep.
So, I unfortunately have
Thaddeus is now 1-0 on the night.
Well, he stuck his nose exactly where it shouldn't have been, so I think he got a little bit of karma later on, personally. But Andre, I have to step aside for one quick second here, so you take over the next match.
All right, then. We go on to the third match of the evening, and it is a junior heavyweight showcase match between the Morningstar Mercenary Knight, former MPW wrestler,
as
you know, and DDT Pro Wrestling star Rekka. Now, if you're familiar with Rekka, which I am, he is a Taiwanese wrestler who actually works in Japan for DDT, and dang, this dude is good.
I'm not really familiar with the worker himself, but I would say that the tights a little loose, man, just throwing it out there. That's what everybody was saying.
Literally, the sides of his tights were wide open.
I was scared I was going to see, you know, like the people's package. So
I hope he was wearing something under there. But, like, Knight is this guy. Knight is always a highlight on any card he works. I find his in-ring ability is some of the best around. Like, he flies everywhere. He's brutal with his shots. I thought these two back and forth together was so good. And you saw that strong style from Rekka in this. Like, where his strikes were hard, not quite as Yoshimura because he weighs a good 80 pounds less.
Totally. But very athletic, too. This whole match, man, it was just, the strikes were incredible. It seemed the timing was just so good with exactly knowing to know what move to go to next. Just brilliant stuff.
Mike, your thoughts on the junior heavyweight showcase match?
Oh, that match there, like, Knight, it was a little different ring gear for him tonight. He went away from the tights and into the shorts here for this match. Still a little different look.
Talk about ring gear, his opponent.
Oh, his ring gear was pretty well. Never. Yeah, never mind. It was interesting. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
But you know what? Take all the aesthetics aside, this is a hell of a junior showcase match, proving that CWE does bring in some of the best talent throughout the world.
Yep.
And creates hell of a great contest.
Well said, Mike.
Yeah, and Rekha picking up the victory in this match overnight, which isn't an easy thing to do. Knight is known to win, like, every time we see him. And Rekha getting the victory. I thought, great match. These two are phenomenal together.
Oh, I can't wait for this one.
So we're going on to our fourth match of the evening, and it is a singles match with a special guest outside referee, who is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. And this match is Justin Locke, who's from Newfoundland, accompanied by Mr. Thaddeus Archer the Third, or as I heard him called earlier, Mr. Third, taking on everybody's favorite Barricade.
Your thoughts?
Wow, Barricade. I was actually, like, I was loving it. I was loving the show, man. He brings on such an energy when he comes to that curtain. Every single person in this audience knows they are in for a treat, and Barricade is absolutely that. Every time I see him, every time I hear about him, that's what we got.
You know, it was fairly close, very tight, kept it really short. Well, the key thing is to have something like this short. You know, got to keep it within a hair of, you know, being too scary of a match here.
He just went around 8 minutes.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Thaddeus came with Thaddeus charge came in a whisker of winning here. It was a really close shave. folks, you know what I'm getting at here. You have Barricade win with that front slam.
World's strongest slam
from the world's biggest Barricade. But after the match.
So good. So after the match, Jacob Creed and Jesse Youngblood decide to come
near,
in the ring.
Near the end of the match, yeah.
Near the end of the match, come in and attack
Barricade. Because the referee was knocked down during a splash spot.
And our DDT pro guys,
It was Yoshimura and Tyler Colton that came out.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Yoshimura and Tyler Colton. They came out to make the save for Barricade, and Barricade ended up winning with the World's Strongest Slam. And then Thaddeus Archer was getting really, really angry on the outside. So he steps on the apron, telling his guys to get back in the ring. And all of a sudden, Tyler and Yoshimura just grab
Thaddeus.
They pull him in. And Brutus Barber Beefcake gets in the ring, has his shears, and he literally cuts a piece of Thaddeus' hair right off.
I'm a little disappointed he only got a piece of the hair. I wanted to see him get completely knocked out and shaved bald. Like, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
All good general managers are bald right now. Let's just face it.
And ring announcers, too.
Well, that, too. But, you know, it's hairly apparent here that Thaddeus couldn't stand up to this. And technically, everybody's hair got on the end when Brutus came out. I could throw a million hair puns here, folks, but in all seriousness, Brutus looks in great shape. And he had a hell of a time with the fans here. Great time. Everybody enjoyed it.
Yep.
And this match here, you know what?
He's got a cool awesome shirt too.
Oh yeah. If you're on the tour here, folks, pick up his shirt. It's definitely worth it. So then we go to intermission.
Yeah, intermission. I sold a lot of 50-50 tickets.
Ah, boy. But you didn't sell me the winning one.
You didn't ask me to.
Did I have to ask you to?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Like, I asked you for the winning tickets. I gave him the winning tickets.
All right, fine. All right. Anyway, after intermission, we were in for an absolute treat.
So we were into an international tag team showcase, and it was Robin Lakimi. It's hard to say.
Belgian.
It's a Belgian name. Yeah, the Belgian brawler and his partner Shijihiro Irie. Shijihiro Irie, as he said it to me, taking on CWE Heavyweight Champion Hotshot Danny Duggan, and as I was told to say, Canadian wrestling legend El Lobo Andy Anderson.
Right now, I'd like to give a quick shout out to the person that retired, Mr. Andy Anderson, before Big Bad Boris. But that's a different story for a different day.
I was retired somewhere else.
Yes, but you know, yeah. I just like seeing
you
Andy.
You don't know what retirement in wrestling means.
Regardless, I love seeing Andy lose, but
yeah.
You know what? It was weird. Right off the bat, you had the crowd, didn't know what to make of Anderson. And eventually he was getting cheered by this crowd. And, well, he was teaming up with Danny Duggan. This is one of those weird matches where you had three faces and one heel.
Yeah, because Irie was teaming up with Robin, and Robin, it was a clear heel. But Shinjihiro, he's definitely not.
Well, beginning of the match, you basically had a handshake spot for the first couple minutes where everybody was trying to shake everybody's hand except Robin wanted no part of it.
Wouldn't shake every single person in the room, even shook my hand, wouldn't shake his.
Yeah, I went out and shook Andy came out and shook his hand. That's like the mega powers combining. I didn't think I'd ever see that.
No, absolutely. That's history right there for PWA, I know for sure.
A fantastic match, you would have to say here. That in the end, you had Andy Anderson hit that, basically the Angel's Wings,
yep.
I think it's the easiest way to explain it. I can't remember what Andy calls it, except effective.
I'm not sure.
Because that's what it was. It was
totally
effective.
Absolutely.
Your thoughts overall on this match?
The match itself was really good. I really enjoyed it. Great pacing. Good showing of how strong these guys can play on their angles with their characters. But also, just the twist ending at the end there, when you think finally Andy Anderson's going to be a true good guy for once, stabs him right in the back.
We'll get to that in one second. One point I want to bring up.
Sorry, sir.
No, don't apologize at all. Just so you know, Irie recently was a part of the DDT promotion. He is officially now a free agent as his contracts run out with DDT Pro. Oh. And I seriously think he's one of the guys should be picked up by ROH or Impact or one of these promotions.
Totally.
The talent that he has is absolutely phenomenal.
Yes.
For any size. Not just a big guy, a little guy. He just knows how to go. That's
absolutely
the thing.
Absolutely.
But then we talk about the aftermath. You had Danny Duggan, Andy Anderson celebrating the ring, the big handshake. Duggan goes to walk away, and bam! Anderson hits him with that Angel's Wings.
Ugly.
Very ugly. And then gets on the mic and demands that he needs to complete his legacy by capturing the CWE Heavyweight Championship.
Are we talking about Andy Anderson's record, all his title reigns and every championship in the world that he says he has?
We could be a four-hour podcast in order to talk about all the accolades of Andy Anderson.
Oh,
but
Jesus.
To me, it was absolutely, I would say disgusting, but it's so Andy. I think that's the way to put it. Hashtag that's so Andy.
Yeah.
Any thoughts, guys?
It was a brilliant moment, man. This is my first CWE show that I've seen, and that promo was one of the best promos and best mic skills that I've seen in Alberta, man. He's got it going.
He always has.
Yeah, that whole match was awesome, and the aftermatch, I think some people might have expected it, because Andy can't be a good guy for too long. He's just way too
bad. Andy doesn't have the morals to be a good guy all the time.
No, I think he was just holding on. He's like, I want the win, and then I'm going to beat the crap out of Danny. And so he did. And it looked great.
If you can earn the victory, that's what's going to happen. We got a man on the scene here. RCW cameraman.
Barricade Jr.
Ian Mercer.
No, it's Barricade Jr.
Barricade Jr.? No. Pylon. You were right next to the ring when this happened here. Your thoughts on what happened just by the feel of the crowd and whatnot?
The crowd definitely was not necessarily surprised, but when they heard it, they knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm not one to talk.
All right. Well, you know, he's a man of few words, but they're all effective. Let's put it that way. So, in the future, we got to see Danny Duggan, Andy Anderson,
man.
CWE Heavyweight Championship match.
That better be the main event of the next show, I'm hoping for.
That will be a five-star classic, I will guarantee
Absolutely.
You.
Again, like I'm saying, this is my first time, and those two guys totally established themselves in this company as the two top dogs.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Then we go to our main event. Sorry, I'm taking over for you.
No, it's mine. So this is a rematch of the 2018 Elite Eight Finals.
Yeah.
You got Markey, the original. The original Markey.
I almost
slipped out. Taking on the Elite Eight tournament winner, Roy Flash Gordon. And I forgot to say all of that when I was doing the ring announcement tonight.
My God. This match here, 20 minutes of absolute awesomeness between two of the best wrestlers in this province.
Whoa, best wrestler in this province.
In this country.
One of the best from the United States. Rick Flash Gordon
this continent.
Yeah.
Simply put, even with the facility the way it is, and I've always got to put my plug in for the facility, you know, I think the lamp count this show was three.
Yeah, three.
Three. Three times they almost took the lights out.
And one of the times they actually spun the fan.
I honestly think Andy did that on purpose on that super. I think he had his legs up there and he twisted the lights on purpose. On
as
that
a fan,
one.
Though, man, that totally made a moment. That's what stands out, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But in the end, you had Markey getting a victory with that flying leg drop.
Yep.
And it looked like it was more of a leg drop to... where it was a butt drop to the head more than a leg drop.
Yeah.
He got him right in the back of the head.
Absolutely Jesus. Terrified of Flash's condition.
I was legit going, was he knocked out? Like, I was legit scared.
But that was, you know what? That was just the way to top off an absolutely excellent match.
Yeah.
You knew it would take a knockout shot to win this match.
Yeah. But literally, probably a knockout shot.
Exactly. Now, You saw Gordon come up right after, so you know he's okay. But let's face it, guys, they're 1-1 now.
Yep.
We need a rematch somewhere.
Absolutely.
Wonder where that's going to be.
I want someplace with a bigger venue with a ceiling.
The finals of the next Elite Eight tournament.
Hey, that would work.
That would be good.
That would definitely be good.
I always got to do a throw in these matches, man. I've been a fan of Alberta indie wrestling since I was, I got to say, like 9 or 10 years old, and one of the first people that I truly found as like my favorite wrestler in Alberta was Markey, back in the times with Phoenix Taylor, and back way back when they were jumping off ladders and basketball nets. And you know, it's good to see that he's still working, and it's good to see him still doing the same stuff he's always been doing that makes him the best, possibly one of the best in Alberta.
Absolutely. All right, folks, time for the highlights of the night. Alberto, since you're the esteemed guest, please feel free to be first on the highlights here.
Sure. Well, my highlight of the night was that top spot when Big Jess caught his opponent with that big spear and drove him right into the mat. Incredible work, man. That was my highlight of the night.
Spear off when Yashimura went for dove off the top rope and Jess caught him with a spear. Absolutely fantastic move there. Andre.
Main event overall is probably my highlight night, but that leg drop right onto his head, the bam of that entire match, just, yeah, that main event is amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And for me, I'm going with the machine gun chops by Yashimura.
Yeah.
For that match, but I do, I'm invoking the bonus star.
I did a little my last show.
Yeah, I know. I believe it comes up with, it was very short. I'm going to keep this very short if I can.
You're trying.
I want to just get to the tip of it. And just I'll cut it right off in a second here, but Thaddeus Archer, how's your hair? folks, if you want to hear what we really think about his hair, why don't you, I need you to check out future episodes of the Archer Report, because myself and I had a chance to talk with Spencer Love of Wincolm Sports. He was here earlier, sends his best wishes to everybody. But we managed to talk a little bit about what happened during that
during intermission what happened during that part. So, guys, any other thoughts on the show?
I'm just happy to be able to see this show for the first time, and it's really cool to have local wrestling in St. Albert. Being from a small town in the area, it'd be nice to see this in my hometown.
Andre!
I always love it, man. The show's like 12 minutes from my doorstep, so it's always my easiest show for me to get to, but man, I love coming to this company. I love working for this company. Even if I wasn't working for them, I'd be here paying the same. That front row. You can catch me on Twitter at That Canada Guy, on Instagram at That Canada Dude. Please check out the newest episode of Total Nonstop Anarchy. Just came out today, actually, featuring myself, the wrestling man Brian Hamilton, and the debut of the big guy Delmer on a podcast. And we talked WWE All Stars, the preview number 3. And please check that out. I'll be back in 2 weeks again with my next episode.
Just a little information for you guys about the CWE Tour. This is, I believe, day 9 or 10 out of a 31 stop tour.
32. Something like
32?
That.
We just got the flash of 32 here, but absolutely phenomenal tour here. They're going to be in Grand Prairie Halloween night, and then November 1st, they're going to be in Springbrook, and that's where we're going to be having our next coverage, because I'm making the trip up. As we're going to see, yes, as Alberto is describing here. You got AJ Sanchez, one of the guys that I consider one of Canada's best.
Taking dubbed it Fat Albert.
taking on the Cheetah Bear Jude Dawkins. Man, that is going to be such a match. You're also going to see Alberta locals, the headline Shawn Martins, as well as one of the newest women, or two of the newest women to Alberta wrestling, Cherry Doll and Allie Zwicker, also on that card as well. But folks, this is show number 3 of 5 what we're covering in 8 days here. This has been a little bit insane.
And also, I'll be putting out a UFC post show from on Saturday after the UFC 230 card on top of it all.
Let's just say we got a lot of coverage going on here, folks. And don't forget, next Tuesday, I'm going to have my next entry in ProWrestlingPost.com.
Read it. He's awesome.
Well, I've written one so far, but there's a couple requests I've had for a couple stories that they want out of me, and that'll be later on, sir. I'm going to be talking about the Alberta pipeline and just showing you talent like this that were here tonight, and as simple as like Jordan Grace was here 2 tours ago, and now she just signed with Impact Wrestling. I'm going to show you some examples of some other Alberta-grown talent that have moved on to, I don't want to say better things, but bigger things. So that's going to wrap it up here from the St. Albert Community Hall in Edmonton. St. Albert Community Hall in Edmonton. That sounded great.
Hulk Hogan, Silverdome.
From the St. Albert Community Hall in St. Albert, Alberta.
Just remember, folks, if you make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls, covering Canadian Wrestling Elite Strutting and Cutting Tour 2018, St. Albert stop here on Backbreaker Media.
Woo!